The following is a sports presentation of Classic Hits Radio, 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school basketball is on the air.
And Benzel swings over to Bauer, a chance to make it a one-possession game. They'll hand it off to Mackenzie Miller. Off the back pick, underneath Stadler, layup up and in. Neely Stadler scores, and it's a two-point game.
Tonight, it's a rare Monday doubleheader from Minden as the Whippets welcome in the St. Paul Wildcats. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Pass over to Bank. Holding the ball. Now skip pass over the left side. Pass, ball fake. Gives it to Gay. Gay's going to fight his way down the lane. Throw it off the glass and score. And 12 points for Brian Gay.
It's a busy week for Minden as they begin their pursuit of another Southwest Conference tournament title. But first, they must face a solid St. Paul club after weather wiped out this twin bill last week. It's the Wildcats and the Whippets coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden, right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed. Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to some Monday Night Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And we're also on the World Wide Web, as always, at KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show from C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden. And what a Monday night game we have for you here. It's a doubleheader between the Minden Whippets and the St. Paul Wildcats. A good out-of-conference matchup. They were snowed out, iced out, winded out, whatever you want to call it, from last Tuesday. So they're making it up tonight. They're able to do that because Minden has received the bye in both the boys and girls opening round of the Southwest Conference Tournament, so they don't have to play till Thursday and Friday. The boys' quarterfinals in the Southwest Conference are tonight, the girls tomorrow, but because Minden has that time off, they're able to do that. Good job by the athletic directors and coaches to work it out so that they could play. Here in the girls' game, Minden will try and get back in the win column after having their 11-game winning streak snapped last time out by Class B number 10 Holdridge, while St. Paul has been hovering around that 500 mark all season long. On the boys' side, should be an equally good contest between Minden and St. Paul, both ranked in the state's top 10 in Class C1. Minden is 10-3. Their losses, though, have come to unbeaten Grand Island Central Catholic, once beaten Adams Central, who lost to Central Catholic Saturday, and once beaten Ravenna, who lost to Central Catholic. So those are the teams that have beaten Minden, and they played them fairly tough this year. And for St. Paul, they only have one loss, and that's by 4 to Adams Central. They're 11-1. So a good matchup tonight in the boys' game will follow at approximately 8 o'clock. We'll take a break, come back, and look at the starting lineups of the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits after this timeout.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Luca Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Luca Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's contest, brought to you, as always, by the fine folks at Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First off, for the visiting St. Paul Lady Wildcats tonight, number 21 is a 5'7" senior, Shannon Bank. Number 23 is a 5'4" senior, Kendra Alberts. Number 35 is a 5'5" senior, Rebecca Moshot. Number 41 is a 5'6" senior, Kirsty Grimm. And number 45, a 5'10" junior, is Mackenzie Mudloff. The head coach of the St. Paul Lady Wildcats is Todd Alberts, assisted by Travis Brulliette and Ashley Kosmicki. St. Paul comes into tonight's girls' game with a record of 6-7 on the season, but they've won their last two games against Ord and Aurora. For the Minden Lady Whippets, number 13 is a 5'2" junior, Mackenzie Miller. Number 25 is a 5'9" sophomore, Hallie Bauer. Number 35, a 5'10" senior, Neely Stadler. Number 40, a 5'10" senior, Jenna Hansen. And number 54, a 5'10" senior, McKenna Ten Benzel. Minden is coached by Rick Cremosta and Don Miller, when they are 11-3 on the season, ranked 6th in C1. And that's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank.
Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
First Bank and Trust Company of Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust. What you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Best of luck, Axtell.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Hi, I'm Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium here at Minden. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball action as we get ready for tonight's doubleheader. Don't forget, we've got college basketball between Georgetown and Syracuse currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We'll talk more about the conference tournaments, the Loup Platte, the Fort Kearney, the Twin Valley, the Southwest Conference, all going on over the next 2 weeks. We'll tell you about that at the half. But right now, we're ready for girls basketball. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Don't forget, as always, the games are on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Tomorrow, more basketball. Kearney Catholics at Gibbon in a conference doubleheader. And then coming up on Thursday, more high school basketball, a good area battle as Ravenna will be welcoming in Pleasanton. So high school hoops right here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll take a timeout. Dan will be back with the opening tip next.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Your Citizens Bank and Trust in St. Paul is an independent community bank that has been serving their community since 1888. Bank with a hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Go Wildcats.
It'll be the home white and purple trim for the Minden Whippets, the traveling dark blue and gold trim for St. Paul, and the opening tip is in the air, and it will be controlled by the hometown Whippets, and we are underway here on this Monday night for high school hoops. Also going on tonight, Grand Island Northwest taking on Holdridge in some makeup games. Ten Benzel will have it in the lane. She turns, she has it knocked away, and Minden's going to turn it over on their opening possession of the basketball game. And Minden's going to pick up the Wildcats man-to-man. On the right wing with it is Moshot. Gets it down low to the post. The turnaround jumper spins out for Mudloff, and the rebound brought down by Ten Benzel. Got a good look, just couldn't get it to drop that time for the Wildcats. So back on the offense. Here come the amended Whippets. It's stolen away. Back-to-back steals. This time Kendra Alberts gets in there. And back-to-back turnovers for the Whippets. St. Paul sets up for a three. It's on the way. Off the heel. No good by Moshot. And trying to save the rebound. Minden does it. Trying to keep her balance. Mackenzie Miller gets out of there with it. Minden without the services of a guard, Carly Satorius, who is a starter for this ball club. She is out with an injury. And so Minden down one of their key players here tonight. at the top of the circle with it. The Whippets will bring it to the left wing. Into the corner they go and kick it back out of the left wing to Neely Stadler. Man-to-man defense by St. Paul. Three-pointer on the way. That's going to be off the mark by Bauer, this team's leading scorer. And coming up with a loose ball is going to be Kendra Albert. So Minden not able to get anything going here the first three possessions, and St. Paul will hustle it up the court. Try and spread that floor against the man-to-man, driving in, putting the jumper up, partially blocked Kendra Albert, and it's going to go out of bounds and belong to Minden. So we played a minute and a half, and we're scoreless here in the first quarter on KKPR. Whippets will bring the ball up the floor. Bauer with a basketball. She goes to the baseline. Wide open is Hansen. She'll kick it back out of the wing. Bauer can hang 20-25 on you if you're not careful. And she'll go back to the baseline. The short jumper is no good. The rebound brought down by Kirstie Grimm off the Hansen miss. Both teams have had a couple of nice looks, just haven't been able to cash them in here in the early going. Lob down low again to Mudloff. Mudloff turnaround jumper off the iron won't go. And Bauer has the rebound for Minden. She'll push the ball up the middle of the floor. Comes to the left side again, pulls up, fires a three-pointer. This one's going to be short, and the rebound brought down by Mudloff. There haven't been any second-chance opportunities for either team. It's one shot at a defensive rebound. 5:45 to go first quarter. We remain scoreless as Mashot comes to the baseline, puts up the runner, no good. Rebound offensive, and there is a foul on the putback. So your first offensive rebound of the basketball game brought down by Kirstie Grimm, and she will go to the line to shoot two. Mackenzie Miller commits the personal foul. That'll be the first of the game. Jim Langan, Kurt Heinrichs doing the officiating tonight as the free throw is up and right through there. And Grimm has St. Paul on the board, 1-0. Second free throw. Grimm doesn't waste any time. Fires it up and hits them both. No problem for Kirstie Grimm. And it's 2-0. Wildcats get the first points of the ball game. 5:35 and counting here in the first quarter. Bauer brings it up on the right side, guarded there by Shannon Bank, kicks it into the corner and gets it right back. Swings it left side into the hands of Neely Stadler. Stadler off the pick, drives into the lane, runs into the double team, gives it to Hanson. The lefty rims out, no good. Offensive rebound, Stadler is stuck underneath, finally gets it to Ten Benzel made a nice move, but a three-second violation. And because Neely Stadler got the rebound, she was in there all that time trying to get rid of the ball, and when she finally did, she still didn't get out of the paint. And it'll be the third turnover here for Minden. So full court pressure being applied here by the Whippets. That's what they're hoping to do, score and put the pressure on. But you can't put the pressure on unless St. Paul has to take it out. And that is the first time that they've had to take it out on the wrong side or on the backcourt because of the violation. Ball's kicked out of bounds. It'll stay with St. Paul and into the ball game for the Whippets comes Bailey Moeller. And it will be St. Paul ball underneath their own hoop. Kick it out on the left wing to Mashot. She dribbles to the top of the circle. Looking for the cutter, Shannon Bank. 5 second count is on. Mashot will pick up the ball and give it off to Kendra Alberts. Still looking for our first field goal of the game. The only points have been on a pair of St. Paul free throws from Grimm. Now Alberts is going to drive the lane, and as she tries to get a shot away, the arm is going to be raked. And a foul is going to be called on Minden's Neely Stadler. Her first team second. And at the line to shoot two will be Kendra Alberts. And the first free throw by the senior is on the way short. Four seniors in that starting lineup. Grimm, Mashot, Bank, Alberts, all seeing a lot of playing time. Kay Sinusky, who will come off the bench, she's used to playing a lot. So a senior-dominated team coming off a rough year last year as the second free throw is in and out, no good, and Ten Benzel has her second rebound. It's still 2-0 St. Paul, 4:40 to go, first quarter of play. Skip pass Minden up top, passing up the three is going to be Stadler. They'll get it into the paint. Ten Benzel, back door wide open. She makes the pass into the hands of Muller, and Muller will be fouled. And so some free throws coming up. Mudloff will pick up the first foul for St. Paul, and Minden will try and get on the board just like St. Paul did from the free throw line. So Bailey Mueller at the line, and the junior will put it up no good. Into the ball game for St. Paul. Here comes Kay Sinusky, also checking in. Taylor Herbig. If you're listening in the gym here tonight, St. Paul, Shannon Bank is 21 and not 33 on your program. As the second free throw is up, and it is in. So Mueller hits one of two, and it's 2-1. Minden trailing by one. St. Paul against the pressure, they get it in. Bounce pass to the timeline, and Grimm will get rid of it into the front court. She finds Sinusky. Sinusky has it knocked away. The steal made by Bauer, and St. Paul has their first turnover. 2-1 St. Paul, 4:15 to go here in the first quarter of play as Minden rotates it around the perimeter. gets it back over for the jumper. Stadler, no good from 12 feet. And the rebound brought down by Grimm. And then the outlet pass, there's nobody there but white jerseys. It's stolen away. Underneath, they get it to Miller. She's covered. And back out top mid. It'll have to reset it. 10 Bendel at the top of the circle. Right wing to Mackenzie Miller. Swings it left side. Nice head fake by Bauer. Down to the baseline again. Minden's got some open looks if they want to take the deep jumper as the 18-footer's on the way by Stadler. No good. And the rebound brought down by Herbig. So we've played over half the first quarter, and we're looking for our first field goal. That seems to be the norm here the last week in the games that we've covered. Trouble getting started. And then they find their way, and we get a pretty decent ball game. A lot of the games that we've had here, boys and girls lately, as the ball is deflected, fight for it, still fighting for it, Minden on the ground. There's a foul, not called, and Minden will come out of there with it. It looked like Kendra Alberts just clocked one of the Minden girls trying to get the ball back. Here's a three-pointer Bauer at the other end. It will not go. Minden 0 of 3 from the outside, and the rebound is grabbed by Alberts. So 3 minutes to go, first quarter. It's still 2-1, St. Paul. Up the floor with it, Kendra Alberts. Bounce pass down low. Turnaround jumper no good by Herbig. Backside rebound, Bauer. Bauer wants to push the pace. It's 1-on-3, though. St. Paul got back defensively, so Bauer pulls up at the top of the circle. They'll get it to 10 Benzel, high post. Left-hand corner, they'll go to Mueller. Mueller gets it inside. 10 Benzel guarded well there by Mudloff, or excuse me, by Sinusky, and they kick it into the corner to Stadler, and Stadler will hit the first field goal of the ball game at the 2:35 mark, and Minden grabs the lead at 3-2. Put on that man-to-man full-court pressure. Sinusky still in the backcourt, trying not to get trapped. Comes across the timeline, little stutter dribble. Doing a good job to keep off Bauer. Now she's double-teamed, and a foul will be called on the Whippets. Foul's going to be on Bailey Mueller. That'll be her first and the team's third. And it will be St. Paul ball on the side. A few more substitutions in as Ma shot. Returns to the game. Also checking in, Carly Mammoth for St. Paul. Outlet pass is going to be thrown away. St. Paul thought it was deflected, but apparently not. And the first three turnovers of the game belong to Minden. Now four in a row from St. Paul. We've seen Minden last time we were here to watch them play, I believe, was against Grand Island Central Catholic. They fell behind something like 13-1 and got something going after that. But here they get a couple of buckets, and Bailey Mueller with another one on the baseline knocks it down. And it's 5-2 Minden. St. Paul, not a high-scoring team, but have had some opportunities. There's a nice drive, but the short jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, Mudloff put back, no good. And then there's Jenna Derner to get the offensive board, and Derner will put it back up and in. So finally, a field goal in the ballgame for St. Paul. Cuts it to 5-4, took him nearly 6.5 minutes, but Derner, who just came in, took advantage of that first offensive board for her. 10 Benzel, they try to get it to her in the lane. The ball is tipped and stolen away by Mudloff, and Minden with their fourth giveaway. Back into the offensive set is Kay Sinusky. At the free throw line, tries to lob it inside to Mudloff. The ball batted away, and coming out of there with it for Minden is Cassandra Choquette. Baseball pass to the other end. Stadler to 10 Benzel in the paint. Almost walked with a basketball. St. Paul thought that she did. Now 10 Benzel in the lane. Good pass to her, but can't get the short jumper to go, and the ball is punched out to Kay Sinusky. St. Paul had a 3-on-0 at the other end, but did not look up the floor, and that's why you heard the crowd murmuring here in front of us. 45 seconds to go, first quarter. It's been a struggle offensively for both teams here. Up top to Mashot, guarded there by Stadler. Mashot dribbling between the circles as St. Paul trying to get their offense going. 5-second count is on, and Sinusky will come up and take it. And finally, a timeout going to be called here by St. Paul with just 32 seconds to go in the first quarter of play. It's 5-4 Minden. We'll be right back.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight, symptom-free, with the help of Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
Age 50 or older, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Well, St. Paul calls timeout with 32 seconds remaining here in the first quarter to try and set something up. And the inbounds pass comes to Sineski, and they're all over her. Good defense with the double team. She finally gets rid of it to Ma Schott. We've whittled it down to 15 seconds. Ma Schott, center court, trying to get this last shot away. Guarded there. Tough by Stadler. To Sineski in the corner. 6 seconds. Comes to the baseline. Puts the shot up. Partially blocked into the hands of the Minden Whippets. And that'll be the end of the first quarter of play. So nothing happened in that last 32 seconds. And both teams struggling from the field. And after one quarter of play, Minden 5 and St. Paul 4. We're back with more after this on Classic Hits. 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, St. Paul.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
The Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden proudly represents Agri-National Limited Liability Company of Council Bluffs. We encourage all farmers to meet with Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden to review your policy. Nelson Insurance Agency Incorporated of Minden is an equal opportunity employer.
And Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. St. Paul will get the ball to start the second. To start the second quarter of play, and it's 5-4 Minden. We'll give you some numbers in a moment. But St. Paul into the offense, gets a quick three from the left corner that rattles in and out that time from Ma Schott, and the ball bouncing around, and it looks like Bauer's going to come out of there with her fourth rebound for Minden, but then trying to throw over the double team, Ken Benzel, and Ken Benzel into the scorer's table, trying to run it down. In the first quarter, St. Paul had 5 turnovers, Minden had 4 rebounds, 10 for St. Paul, 7 for Minden. Three-point shooting, St. Paul was 0 of 1, Minden was 0 of 3. Free throws in the first quarter, St. Paul 2 of 4, Minden 1 of 2. And 5-4 your score, Minden. They turn it over on their first attempt here in the corner, and St. Paul has it back. Shannon Bank against the man-to-man there of Neely Stadler. Kicks it off to Ma Schott. Free throw line jumper, no good. Both teams doing a pretty good job of boxing out. There's only been one or two offensive rebounds, and the rebound brought down here by Allie Bauer. She's going to pull up for a three. It rolls over the front of the rim and still won't go in. Then the ball is punched out of bounds, and they're going to say it's off of St. Paul. Getting the deck that time was Mackenzie Miller. She's okay. She'll pop up. And Minden will have the ball underneath their own hoop. They will not guard the inbounds. Pass into the left-hand corner. Bauer, open three. It's on the way and in and out. No good. Boy, the rims look like they might need a screwdriver to them. They just won't let anything go in. And the rebound brought down by Shannon Bank off the missed three. Minden 0-5 from downtown. Up the floor, Bank, double team, punched away from behind, and they'll come up with a loose basketball. Miller comes up with it. I think it was Stadler that knocked it away. Turnover number 6 here for the Wildcats. So neither team coming out of this Monday night in great shape. We're going to get a whistle and a jump. Stepping in, Ma Schott forces the jump ball. Minden will maintain possession, but it will change the arrow. And Minden will throw it in front of their own hoop. Kick it out to midcourt. Bauer, she's guarded out top there by Shannon Bank. Man-to-man defense both ways. They try to double the ball, though, and the ball knocked away. Miller picks it back up. Quick rotation to the free throw line. Ten Benzel, turnaround jumper, no good. There's an offensive rebound and putback for Neely Stadler. Stadler off the putback, and it's now 7-4. A three-point lead for Minden. And on the inbound, trying to put on full-court pressure, a foul will be called as two players run into Ma Schott. The foul is going to be called on Jenna Hansen. Her first personal foul, fourth team foul, called on Minden. Only one so far on St. Paul. 6:15 to go in the half, but a quick runner at the other end won't go. And the rebound brought down by Hansen, who quickly gets it to Bauer. And into the front court they come, down to 10 Benzel. Back out for a three. It's on the way. Stadler will not go. Rebound comes out to the free throw line, and Shannon Bank has it for St. Paul. Outlet pass to the other end. There's Ma Schott to the baseline. Cut off by Bauer. Both teams are definitely getting back defensively. St. Paul has actually tried to push the pace here a couple of times in the second quarter. They had some opportunities in the first quarter and didn't push the pace. Up top with it is going to be Grimm. Goes to the right side to Moshot. Nice bounce pass to the low. Blocking the layup. Up and in by Mudloff. Good assist that time by Grimm, and Mudloff has her first bucket. 7-6 Minden. Cut down the lead to one. 5:30 to go. First half of play. Baseline again. Hanson back out. They're going to let him shoot the three that time. Stadler passed up a wide open three. Skip pass right side. Bauer looking for her first points of the ball game. Back over to Stadler. 10-footer. No. Rebound brought down by Mudloff. Don't forget at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll look at the first half stats of our girls' game. A preview of the boys as St. Paul fires up a three from Alberts. No good. And Ten Benzel has her third rebound. Also coming up at the half, if we've got time, which we should, we'll preview some of the conference tournaments coming up. Minden basketball, Hanson in the left-hand corner. It's up too strong. Rebound brought down by Kirsty Grimm. Baseball pass to the other end, and the outlet is going to be tipped away. Ken Benzel, and excuse me, that's Stadler knocking it away, trying to get it down to Mudloff. And with the pace of the first quarter, we got a lot of substitutions. Let's try and set the folks on the floor for you here as St. Paul will take it out on the baseline, not quite underneath their own hoop. They'll bounce it underneath their own hoop, get it inside to Grimm. Shot won't go. Rebound brought down by Jenna Hansen. Minden defended it well after she caught the pass. Bauer into the front court. She'll kick it off to Emily Nelson, who's in. Also in is Mueller. Ten Benzel stays in, as does Hansen. Bauer into Ten Benzel. Turnaround jumper no good. Fighting for the ball on the baseline. We're going to get a jump. It'll be St. Paul basketball as Herbig was tied up down low. 4:23 to go here in the first half, and it's only 7-6. Minden's not a high-scoring team, but they do average in the mid-40s. St. Paul, a team that averages about 40 a game. They were scoring in the 50s before Christmas, but since then they've only hit 44, and they've done it three times. The rest of the games have been a lot lower scoring than that. Top of the circle with it is Shannon Bank. Looks for the back cut. Miscommunication. The ball stolen away. One-on-one the other way. St. Paul trying to get it back, and the steal will be made by Moshot. Moshot will slow it down, and they'll get back into their offense. Up top with it will be Banks. She'll fire a top of the key three that is no good. The rebound to Emily Nelson. 7-6. Minden, one-point lead. 3:45 to go first half. Down to 10 Benzel. Turnaround jumper off the glass. Finally, one goes. And a timeout going to be called here by Minden. So 10 Benzel hits the shot, and a timeout will be called by the Whippets. With 3:34 to go in the first half of play, 9-6, Minden leading St. Paul.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete in all of us.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
And as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors who allow us to bring you exciting high school sports throughout the season. Tonight, St. Paul at Minden. Some Monday Night Basketball. But a low-scoring girls game with 3.5 to go. Second quarter, it's only 9-6. Minden with the lead. Both teams have been able to get it to the low post. They just haven't been able to score as the drive. And the shot is up and in by Rebecca Moshot. And St. Paul answers the Minden bucket with one of their own. It's 9-8. Careful or we might see a little run here by one of these teams. Out on the left wing with it is Emily Nelson. Back between the circles, they'll go to Mueller. Left side, Nelson again. One dribble back up top. Here's the jumper on the way. Mueller off the iron. No good. Ooh. Bauer might have got away with it over the back, but St. Paul got the ball. And Taylor Herbig will clear it out to Kay Sanusky. Sanusky, Herbig, Bank, Foss shot. Sadusky coming down the floor, and now a foul will be called on Hallie Bauer. Her first, team's fifth. Also on the floor for St. Paul was Kirsty Grimm. Coming back in for Minden is Mackenzie Miller. She's in there with 10 Benzel, Bauer, as well as Jenna Hansen and Mueller. St. Paul ball. Underneath, looking underneath their own hoop, forcing it into a big collision. And out of bounds it goes. They're going to say off the hands of St. Paul. They threw it right on the baseline, and two players collided off of St. Paul. That'll be turnover number 8 for the Wildcats. Minden has given it up 6 times, and now they have the basketball, leading by 1 with 2:35 to go here before halftime. And Bauer has yet to score. They've done a good job keeping an eye on her. And that has been, for the most time, Shannon Bank playing her man up. Up top, the circle with it is going to be 10 Benzel. Turns and hands it back off to Mueller. She'll fire it right side to Hansen. Tries to come into the paint, but is cut off there by Grimm. Patience right now as 10 Benzel comes outside the arc. They sag off her. Trying to spread the floor now and open up that paint. Here's Hansen into the corner. She'll put the jumper up. No good. Rebound is ripped out of there by 10 Benzel. McKenna fought for it. Got it back. Now drives in and scores. Good work by McKenna. 10 Benzel. 4 points, 4 rebounds, and now a 3-point St. Paul lead at 11-8. 1:50 to go here in the first half. Wildcats into the front court. With it is Sadusky. Lobs it inside. There's a short jumper up and in by Kirsty Grimm. St. Paul, that's what they want to do. And kind of surprising, they've been able to get it inside a whole bunch of times. They just haven't been able to get many to fall. 11-10, Minden. Every time Minden scores, St. Paul seems to answer. And now Bauer to the right elbow, brings it down the right side of the key and kicks it out to Miller. Now back inside to Bauer, and we're going to get a hand check foul called here, St. Paul. Personal foul going to be on the Wildcats. Number 35, Rebecca Moshot. Her first, just the second foul of the half on St. Paul. Minden will have it underneath their own hoop. Well, Whippets will box the lane. Try and get somebody in the corner. Bauer, she'll catch, she'll shoot the three, and she'll hit it. Hallie Bauer hits the three-point bucket. That's the first three for either team, and it's the biggest lead by either team. A four-point cushion now for Minden at 14-10. Pressure in the backcourt. Sanusky takes some time, now throws over the top, gets it to Moshot. They try to double-team her, and she's lost her dribble. Now knocked away, she'll be able to dribble again. Minute to go here in the half. Sanusky tries to lob it inside and overthrew Mackenzie Mudlock. So turnover Wildcats and back to Minden. And a 6 or 7 point lead here at half would look huge, as low scoring as this first half has been. Under a minute now as Minden walks the ball up the floor. Bauer works off the pick. Now the pick and roll to Sanusky, or excuse me, to 10 Benzel. Sanusky on the defense. She can't get a shot. Back to McKenna. Inside the lane. 10 footer is too strong. Fight for the loose ball. It's on the floor. We're going to get a jump. And the arrow points the way of the Whippets. There are 4 or 5 people chasing after that one. 40 seconds to go here before halftime. 14-10, Minden. And Minden again underneath their own hoop, looking to fire it right underneath the hoop. They do. 10 Benzel backs up, couldn't get the shot to go. And the rebound brought down by Sanusky. Good defense that time by Mudloff. And then the outlet pass thrown away. So St. Paul, kind of like they did in the first quarter. At the end of the first quarter, had a lot of turnovers here. Towards the end of the second quarter, a lot of turnovers. 22 seconds to go in the half. 10 Benzel in the lane. She's open. She's camping. She drives. She draws the foul. She just didn't know what she wanted to do with the basketball. Coach Todd Alberts thought that she'd been in there longer than the 3 seconds. And the foul goes on the Wildcats, just their third. And at the line, 10 Benzel to shoot 2. And the first free throw is on the way and in. Not sure who the foul is on. I don't think they know at the score table who the foul is on. They haven't posted it yet. Yeah, and now they're waving them over. They're not sure who the foul was on. In fact, the referees think that they were buzzing people in when actually they wanted to talk to them and they didn't come over. So the second free throw is on the way, and the 10 Benzel hits them both. She's got all 6 of her points here in the quarter. And St. Paul with 17 seconds to try and get some points here. Against the pressure, they get it in, and nearly a walk, but Bank handles it. Shannon is at midcourt with 12. to the right side, looking for Derner. Derner clears some space, Bank all the way to the baseline, puts the short jumper up and in for Shannon Bank. 4 seconds to go. Can Minden get a shot away? Bauer from beyond half court. It's after the buzzer and was short anyway. So we are at halftime on this Monday Night Girls Basketball Contest. With your score, the Minden Lady Whippets 16 and the St. Paul Lady Wildcats 12. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report has come up here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. We'll be back right after this.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
The Kroll Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, and Axtell, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area athletes. We are very proud to support you in and out of the game. The Kroll Agency, Minden, Kennesaw, and Axtell.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium here in Minden for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. It's rare Monday night basketball makeup from last week's ice storm, and at the half of our girls' game, it is Minden 16 and St. Paul 12. We'll look at the numbers in just a moment, but remind you that Minden is the number one seed in both the boys and girls Southwest Conference tournament action going on this week. And we wish the Whippets the best of luck as they bring us a number one seed. And the boys look like they're a solid number one seed. The girls are in pretty good shape as well as they have handled their conference opponents so far this season. Although Minden wants another shot at Ogallala, who threw in a 35-footer to beat him in the second game of the year by just 1 point. Also, conference tournaments begin next week in the Lou Platt Conference. So let's take a look at those brackets. First off, on the girls' side, on the upper half, Kearney Catholic will be hosting the Loup City Ord winner, and that is Ord at Loup City Monday at 7. The winner will play Kearney Catholic Tuesday at 7, and Wood River will be at Gibbon Tuesday at 7. In the bottom half of the bracket, St. Paul girls will host Donovan Trumbull Monday at 7 o'clock, and the winner of that will be at Hastings Adams Central Tuesday at 6:15. Also in the bottom half of the bracket, Centura will be at Ravenna, and that will be at 6:15 on Tuesday. The girls' semifinals are next Thursday, February 4th, at Kearney Catholic. All of the semifinals and finals will be at Kearney Catholic this year. In the boys' portion of the tournament, the upper half of the bracket Monday night, Gibbon will be at Donovan Trumbull at 7. The winner will play at top seed Ravenna Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Also in the top half, Kearney Catholic will be at Loup City Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. On the bottom half of the bracket, the Centura boys will be at Ord Monday night at 7. The winner will play at St. Paul at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. And Wood River's boys will be at Adams Central Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. The boys' semifinals are Friday, February the 5th at Kearney Catholic at 6:15 and 8. The Fort Kearney Conference Tournament gets going this weekend with Saturday basketball. And it starts on the girls' side. Overton, all these games will be at Amherst Saturday. Overton will play Loomis at 2, and Elm Creek will play Eustace Farnham at 5:30. Boys basketball Saturday at Amherst at 3:45. Wilcox-Hildreth will play Pleasanton, and Amherst will play Elm Creek. Then, in girls' action on Monday, on ESPN 1460, we will have the Elm Creek-Eustace Farnham winner playing at Pleasanton at 6, and then Axtell and Elwood will play at 7:30 at Pleasanton. And then here on Classic Hits 98.9, we will be at Amherst on Monday, where the 6 o'clock game will be Amherst against the Loomis Overton winner, and that will be followed at 7:30 by SEM against Wilcox-Hildreth. So that's what's going on, and you'll be able to follow the semifinals, which for the girls in the FKC are going to be at Kearney High, for the boys here at Minden, and then the consolation and finals will be at Holdridge. So ESPN 1460 and here on Classic Hits 98.9 will have all of that tournament action for you beginning next week. We'll take a break and be back with a look at the first half numbers on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight, symptom-free, with the help of Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And Doug Dudu back with you here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at our first half stats of the girls' game, and we will begin with the St. Paul Lady Cats. Kendra Alberts has two rebounds, just like Kay Sanusky has two rebounds. Shannon Bank, 2 points, two rebounds. Rebecca Moshot, 2 points. Kirstie Grimm actually leads the team in scoring with 4 points and four rebounds. Mackenzie Mudloff, 2 points, three rebounds. Taylor Herbig, three rebounds. And Jenna Derner has 2 points and one rebound. 10 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Free throw shooting was all in the first quarter, where the Cats were 2 for 4. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first, 0 of 3 in the second, and turnovers, 5 in each quarter for St. Paul. Nobody was called for more than one foul. In fact, St. Paul only had 2 total called on them in the first half. 4 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second. The Wildcats at the half, 12 points, 17 rebounds, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, 0 of 4 from 3-point land, and 10 turnovers. Yet they only trail by 4 here at the half, and we'll look at Minden's numbers next.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for 4 generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Welcome back to Minden. Let's take a look at the first half stats now for the Lady Whippets. Mackenzie Miller has 1 rebound. Allie Bauer has been held to just 3 points on 1 3-point field goal. She has a game-high 5 rebounds. Emily Nelson has a rebound. Neely Stadler, 4 points and 2 rebounds. Jenna Hansen, 2 rebounds. Bailey Mueller, 3 points. And McKenna Tenz-Benzel leads all scoring with a 6-point performance all in the second quarter. She had 4 rebounds. Minden had 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first, 2 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, after missing their first 6, they hit their last attempt, 0 of 3 in the first, 1 of 4 in the second, turnovers, 4 in the first quarter, and 2 in the second, and nobody has more than one foul for Minden. They were whistled for 5 in the first half of play. So for the Whippets, 5 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second, at the half, 16 points, 15 rebounds, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from 3-point land, no block shots, and 6 turnovers. At the half, the 11-3 Minden Whippets, who are ranked 6th in C1, lead the 6-7 St. Paul Wildcats in a low-scoring affair by a score of 16-12. Coming up next, the boys' game ought to be a good one. Minden's 10-3. St. Paul comes in with just 1 loss on the season, and they have picked up 11 wins, and none of Minden's losses have been to bad basketball teams. Central Catholic's undefeated. Adams Central and Ravenna each have 1 loss, and Central Catholic beat both of those teams. Those are the 3 teams that Minden has lost to, and St. Paul's loss has been to Adams Central. So it should be a good one between top 10 boys teams coming up. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
And to start the second half of basketball, St. Paul will have the basketball, trailing by four, and an aggressive man-to-man defense, maybe even more so than we saw to start the first half. St. Paul works around it. Baseline jumper is going to be up no good that time by Grimm, but an offensive rebound pulled down by Mudloff, and she'll be fouled on the putback. So McKenzie will go to the line and shoot a pair of free throw attempts. With the score 16-12, St. Paul has got inside. They've been fouled a couple of times. They're going to need to take advantage, and they'll put the free throw up and in. Mudloff now with 3 points in the basketball game. 16-13 is your score. Second free throw on the way. Rims in and out. No good. Offensive rebound was pulled down there by Grimm, but it doesn't look like they're going to be able to handle it, and St. Paul turns it over. There were three white jerseys, and they eventually just took it away from Grimm. So here comes Minden into the front court, and Ten Benzel, the last one there, will grab the basketball. Swing it over left side. Stadler puts up a 16-footer. No good. And we've got a jump ball on the rebound between Hansen of Minden and Mudloff of St. Paul. The arrow will point the way of the Whippets, and they'll take it out underneath their own hoop. Ball comes into the corner. Drive is put up by Bauer, and Hallie Bauer will knock it down. That's her first two-point field goal the entire basketball game, and now full-court pressure put on, but getting by it all is going to be St. Paul's Kendra Alberts. Top of the circle, they'll slow it down. 18-13, Minden with the lead, and St. Paul tries to lob it inside and overthrows Mackenzie Mudloff out of bounds. As the pace trying to pick up here, Minden trying to hustle it up a little bit more both ends. They bring it in, and Ten Benzel dribbles it off the leg of a St. Paul Wildcat, and Minden turns it over. Baseball pass to the other end. They've got Mudloff. She puts it up and scores. I think that must have been the message at halftime to both of the teams from their coaches. Let's not fall into a deep sleep here. Let's get a little blood flowing, and let's get up and down the floor. Jumper at the other end is up and in by Neely Stadler. Stadler with a bucket in every quarter. She now has 6 points, and this is a little bit more like it here. And on the inbound, we're going to have a foul called on Minden trying to get the steal. Foul's going to go on Mackenzie Miller. She's the first player in the game to pick up two fouls. We did have the mystery foul on St. Paul right before half, so we'll hold on that, but that's the first player permitted with two fouls. St. Paul to throw it in against full court pressure. They'll lob over the top, and they can't grab it. Goes off a Moss shot and back to Minden, and now it's punched away from behind, and coming out of there with it is going to be Kendra Alberts. St. Paul up the floor to Mudloff, and she is going to catch it off a deflection and score. The fans thought maybe a walk, but it actually bounced off of a Minden player, and that allowed Mudloff to keep on going, and she's got all five St. Paul points here in the quarter. And at the other end, the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds by the Wildcats. 20-17, Minden with 5:58 to go here in the third quarter. Inbounds pass goes to Bauer in the corner. Inside, nice little throwback, and Stadler will be fouled. Stadler, who threw it in, snuck back door and was open. The foul is on Mudloff, and that will be her third. She was the young lady that was called for the mystery foul before half, so that was her second, and now this one will be her third. And let's see what Coach Todd Alberts decides to do as the first free throw is up and in by Neely Stadler. 7 points in the ball game for Stadler. The lead is back up to four, 21-17. Second free throw up, and it is good. And Stadler hits them both. That'll allow him to put full court pressure on. And this is where St. Paul has had trouble. Minden will knock it away. Miller gets it out of bounds. Some subs get ready to come into the basketball game. At least we thought they were. Now they're going to sit back down. So St. Paul to throw it in. You're listening to high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 as St. Paul, against the pressure, overthrows on the inbound. And Minden with the basketball, knocked out of Bauer's hands, but picked back up and given to Miller. Swing it left side. Here's Stadler from 17. No good. And the rebound goes to St. Paul. Shannon Bank has her third. Shannon will push it up the floor into the left-hand corner. Quick three. Moss shot off the front of the iron. No good. Offensive rebound thrown back up. No good. The second chance will not go. And Ten Bentel will come out of there with the rebound off the Taylor Herbig miss and the Shannon Bank miss. Up the floor with it will be Bauer. Stops in the lane. Partially blocked in there by Herbig and picked up by St. Paul's Kirsty Grimm. 22-17. Minden by 5. 5-10 to go here in the third quarter. We've seen more offensive action in the first 3 minutes of this third quarter than we saw the entire first half. St. Paul into the corner. Close defense. Alberts gets around the defender. Little roll pass into the paint that time to Grimm, who quickly gets rid of it out top to Mashot against the man-to-man. Mashot on Bauer, looking for the pick. Tries. Bauer blocks it, and a jump ball. Arrow points the way of St. Paul as Taylor Herbig stepped in to tie up Bauer. Into the ball game, Kay Sadusky for the Wildcats. St. Paul ball underneath their own hoop. Minden's going to counter now. Here comes Cassandra Choquette and Bailey Mueller. St. Paul ball underneath their own hoop. Doug Duda with you here on KKPR. They try to go backdoor, knocked away. High school hoops on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, St. Paul. And the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Monday Night Makeup, glad to have you along with us. Girls game followed by what should be a good boys game. The girls game has been close, and there's a leaner in the lane that's up and in by Kendra Alberts, and she will draw the foul. Alberts was fouled and still able to flip it up over his head and score. The foul is on Choquette, her first, and bank to the line. Missed two in the first quarter. She'll put this one up, and it's short, no good. Rebound brought down by Ten Benzel will be her sixth. She'll clear it out to Bauer, and they'll run it into the front court. Stadler on the right wing, outside the arc. St. Paul playing man-to-man, but sagging. They sag quite a bit here, almost more of a matchup zone. Into the corner, the jumper is on the way. It's too strong that time from Mueller, and the rebound goes down to Shannon Bank. And Shannon, who stands all at 5'7", gets her fifth. 5'7", might be a little gracious as the ball is knocked away. Minden jumps on top, will get a jump. And Minden will get the basketball. Fifth turnover of the half here on St. Paul. 4:11 to go, third quarter. It is Minden 22, St. Paul 19. It was 16-12 at the half. Whippets basketball with 4 minutes and counting. Ten Benzel, deep left-hand corner. Back out to Choquette. Back to Ten Benzel. Tries the baseline. Cut off there by Grimm. Now to the high post. Looking for the back cut. Stadler's covered. And so Mueller will get rid of it. Back over to Bauer. Good defensive movement here by St. Paul. Now they get it down low. There's a short jumper up and in by Stadler. Stadler, 6 1/4, and a game-high 10 points. 24-19 Minden. Sadowski brings the ball up the floor for St. Paul. Gets it back to her point guard, Shannon Bank, into the front court. Works it left side. Crossover dribble. Now to the paint. Draws the double team. Leaves it off for Sadowski. K for three, but it's too strong. And the rebound out of bounds. Nobody grabbed it. St. Paul is 0 of 6 from three-point land. Into the ball game for St. Paul will be Jenna Derner, 6-foot sophomore. And Mashot will also come back in. Miller's back in for Minden. St. Paul ball underneath their own hoop, trailing 24-19. Off the out-of-bounds, they go high post. Derner, turnaround jumper won't go. And coming in for the rebound will be Bauer. St. Paul is slowing down offensively again here, as Minden will get it into the corner. Working on Ten Benzel. She'll post up right side, but they'll get it instead on the baseline to Mueller. Back out for a three-pointer, Stadler, and it rolls around the rim. Won't go. Ball loose. Could have another jump, but it goes out of bounds to St. Paul. 2:52 to go, third quarter. It's Minden 24 and St. Paul 19. Doug Duda with you here on KKPR and the web, kkpr.com. And again, trouble getting the ball in here. And they're going to say it's out of bounds off St. Paul. So the Wildcats turn it over for the sixth time here in the quarter. Minden St. Paul thought they had the ball. They were set up to run the ball in play. And by the time they realized that it was too late, Minden has the basketball. I kind of thought it was St. Paul ball too, but it must have been deflected off one of their players. So Minden has it. So far in the quarter, Minden with 8 points, and St. Paul has put up 7. Lead is 5. Here's Bauer off the pick. Puts up a 15-footer left side. Won't go. And the rebound dropped by St. Paul goes back to Bauer. Then her shot's going to be blocked underneath by Derner. And we've got a foul. Foul is on Minden's Bailey Mueller, her second. And that'll be the fourth foul of the half on Minden. St. Paul again with just one. More subs coming in. St. Paul will have Sanusky along with Alberts. Also, Machat, Derner, and Kirstie Grimm. Full court pressure. St. Paul gets it in to Derner. Trying to hand it back to Sanusky. Well, you can tell why St. Paul has had some problems throughout the year. They do not move well here on the inbounds pass. A lot of trouble getting it in. But here, Grimm is wide open, and they'll get it to her. But she picks her dribble up and gets it back over to Machat. Still in the backcourt, dribbles through the double team. And now finally crosses the timeline where she picks her dribble up, goes to Sanusky. Sanusky attacks with the left side, has her shot blocked in there by Bauer. It's loose and saved into St. Paul, but they can't keep possession, and it's going to come out to Minden. Minden with a basketball into the front court, drop it into the right-hand corner. Unguarded over there is Mueller. She doesn't want to dribble the baseline and take a shot. Gets it inside to 10 Benzel. Now back to Mueller on the two-on-one. Puts it up and in and draws the foul. Well, it wasn't pretty, but Minden did execute it at the very end. The foul is on Jenna Derner, her first. And a chance for a three-point play here for Bailey Mueller. And now a 7-point lead for Minden. A chance to make it 8. And the free throw is on the way. No good. And 10 Benzel, offensive rebound. Back up and in. McKenna 10 Benzel just overpowered everybody for the offensive board. And Minden is now up by 9. They're on a 7-0 run, and we've got to carry the other way on St. Paul. And the Wildcats may need a timeout. Let's see what Coach Todd Alberts decides to do. He checks the clock, sees there's a minute 36 left. But St. Paul cannot allow Minden to get any farther ahead. In a low-scoring game where you've only got 19 points, a 9-point deficit is more like 20 or 22. Left elbow with it, 10 Benzel. St. Paul tries to keep the pressure up. They've only been called for one foul. They can take some chances here. Into the corner they go. Mueller with it. Left side, jumper up. No good. Stadler, offensive rebound. Put back up and in by 10 Benzel. Both teams have been doing so good on the defensive boards, and now 10 Benzel back-to-back offensive putbacks, and the lead is out to 11. Up the floor, Kendra Alberts working down the lane. Puts the runner up. No good, but she will be fouled. And Kendra will go to the line, but she's 0 of 3 from the line tonight. The foul on Mackenzie Miller, her third. Just under a minute to go here in quarter number 3. 30-19 now. Minden with the lead. They've scored 8 in a row. Free throw by Alberts is up, and this one will not go for. Into the ball game will be Shannon Bank for St. Paul. And checking out will be Sanusky. Second free throw now. On the way for Alberts and won't go. So a tough night at the line for Alberts, and the rebound brought down by Bauer. That's her 8th, and Minden trying to add to the lead here after St. Paul came out with a good first 3 minutes of the half. At the top of the circle, they go to 10 Benzel. She'll come down the paint, kick it out. 15-footer on the way, no good. Ball knocked into the hands of Jenna Derner. She'll have her second rebound. Clear it off to Machat. 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and we've got a foul called on Neely Stadler. Stadler got in the way of the bounce pass. That'll be her second. 16 foul, and if Minden can shoot free throws, or excuse me, if St. Paul can shoot free throws, they might be able to cut into this lead, because after this, they'll be at the line the rest of the game. Foul differential is 6-1. 30 seconds remaining in the quarter. St. Paul really needs a bucket here to end the quarter and get back to a single-digit deficit, and instead they turn the ball over. Picked out of there by Mueller. St. Paul, 8 turnovers in this quarter. Up the floor with it, Bauer. Bauer stops, backs up with 12 seconds, gives it over to Stadler, high post, 10 Benzel. Back on the wing, 18-footer on the way, and it's right through there for Neely Stadler. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. That from half court, it is hoisted and short. And we are at the end of the third quarter of play. Minden ends the quarter on a 10-0 run. And they're in business again. Your score, the Minden Whippets 32 and the St. Paul Wildcats 19. We're back with the fourth quarter on KKPR after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
First Bank and Trust Company of Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Best of luck, Axtell.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Hi, I'm Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control.
And we're back here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium as St. Paul will get the ball to start the fourth quarter, but now have themselves a 13-point deficit to dig out of. Minden is on a 10-0 run at this moment here on KKPR, and St. Paul turns it over on their opening possession, and that's been the story of the second half. 9 turnovers here this half for St. Paul. Minden on the right wing, Stadler. She's open. She'll take the 15-footer. It's no good. Another offensive rebound. And Bauer has it. She'll have to kick it out to the free throw line. Tenbenzel leans in. She was off balance. Forced the shot. The rebound brought down by Mashot. Rebecca with her first board of the basketball game. And here come the Wildcats looking for some offense. They are led in scoring by Mackenzie Mudloff, who has 7 points. 5 of the 7 were in that last quarter. For Minden, 12 points for Neely Stadler, 10 for McKenna Tenbenzel. As usual, not a lot of scoring, and now we've got to fight for the ball at the other end and a jump ball, and the arrow will point the way of Minden. So St. Paul with 20 turnovers. Minden with 4 players that have scored. Stadler 12, Tenbenzel 10, Mueller and Bauer 5. Hallie really being held below her average for the season. For St. Paul, we told you Mudloff was 7. Grimm has 4, nobody else with more than 2. They've only got 19 points. Minden basketball here, up by 13. Driving in, there's the pass underneath to Tenbenzel. Short jumper won't go. Rebound brought down by Mudloff for 6. After tonight, Minden gets ready for the semifinals of the Southwest Conference Tournament. As St. Paul drives, nice pass underneath, and Mudloff lays it up and in off the assist from Shannon Bank. So that'll snap the 10-0 run by Minden, and it's 32-21 with 6:40 to go in the ball game. And the outside jumper, 18-footer again. That time won't go, Stadler, and we're going to get another jump ball. Tying things up there is going to be a pair of 35s, Mashot and Stadler, and the arrow points the way of St. Paul with 6:33 to go here in the ball game. After tonight, St. Paul will play again tomorrow when they return home to take on Centura. And then the conference tournament. They host a game Monday. If they win, they'll play again Tuesday. Full court pressure. They'll throw over the top here, and Grimm has it. And then the ball took a funny hop and bounced right by her, and St. Paul turned it over. She was headed the other way for what might have been an uncontested layup. Instead, Minden has the ball back. Patience around the right side. Try to get it to Tenbenzel, and behind her that time. Out of bounds, a Minden turnover. That's only their 9th of the basketball game. That'll allow him to put on full court pressure, and St. Paul will throw it in pretty deep again. They get it to Kendra Alberts. Alberts up ahead, gives it to Mashot, comes all the way down, reverse layup, rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Bauer. I've got her for 10 game-high boards here this evening. She'll handle the basketball into the front court, off the double team. She'll give it to Tenbenzel. She's open at the free throw line, so she'll take the shot, but it won't go. And the rebound brought down by Bank. Shannon will push the ball, bounce pass off the break, gets it underneath, and a nice layup up and in by Mashot. You're not going to see the big boys do it any better than that. Great pass that time for Bank, and back-to-back buckets here for St. Paul. 32-23, Minden in the lead down to 9. Whippets have yet to score here in the fourth. They had 16 points in the first half, 16 points in the third quarter. And as Ten Benzel gets inside, she's going to get kneed in the thigh and be fouled. It's going to be on Kirstie Grimm, her first, only the third foul of the half on St. Paul, and Ten Benzel to the line. She is 2 for 2, 10 points, 8 boards. And the first free throw by the senior, McKenna Ten Benzel, is up and in. St. Paul is 6 of 7 at the line in the basketball game. St. Paul is 3 of 9. Kay Sineski comes back in here for St. Paul. And the second free throw by Ten Benzel is also right through there. It is in, and we've got a timeout on the floor. A full-length timeout called here by Minden with 5:30 to go in the ball game. It's Minden 34 and St. Paul 23 on KKPR.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Your Citizens Bank and Trust in St. Paul is an independent community bank that has been serving their community since 1888. Bank with a hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Go Wildcats.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And we're back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium. Out of the timeout, it's St. Paul basketball. Against the full court pressure, they get it in up to the timeline and handing it off to Kirstie Grimm. She'll get it right back to Shannon Bank. And St. Paul spreads the floor. Minden again tries to pick up the defensive intensity. They came out in the second half this way. As Sanowski fires at three, it was online but just short. And the rebound will be brought down by Jenna Hansen. St. Paul has yet to connect on a three in 7 attempts. Into the front court. Here they come. The ball knocked away. Can St. Paul pick it up? Tried to save it there. Monchot punches it forward. And off the ground, they get it underneath to Alberts and hits the layup. Shannon Bank pushed it to her from about midcourt, and Alberts gets her second bucket, 34-25. So the Cats still hustling out there as Minden gets it to Stadler. Baseline they go, and reaching in to tie things up will be Kirstie Grimm. The arrow does point the way of Minden, so they'll maintain possession. And Bailey Mueller comes back in for the Whippets. 34-25, Minden by 9. They're up by 13 to start the quarter. Minden underneath their own hoop, trouble getting it in, and they throw it deep in the corner. Miller is trapped, and a timeout going to be called here by Minden coach Rick Cremosta. It's a 30-second timeout. They'll have two remaining. 4:37 to go in the ball game. It's Minden 34 and St. Paul 25.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight, symptom-free, with the help of Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Minden will try it again here. Lob it out to the wing and get it to the high post. Open 10-footer Hansen won't go. Over the back, the ball is batted away, and Minden still can't grab it. And St. Paul will get the basketball. Probably fate working out there because Bailey Mueller was over the back and got away with it. And instead of a foul being called, it goes out of bounds, and St. Paul will get possession. 4.5 to go, a 9-point deficit, but again, a low-scoring game, 34-25. It's going to have to be a heck of a run for St. Paul. The ball knocked away, and the steal made by Stadler. Up ahead, there is Bauer. She takes it in, has to come to a jump stop, puts the shot up, and scores. Allie Bauer with her 7th point of the basketball game and the first field goal here in the quarter. 36-25, trying to press up the floor. It comes, and the ball is thrown away again. Turnovers have been the problem for St. Paul here in the second half. That is their 13th turnover of the half. 10. Benzel kicks it out of the wing. Here is Stadler. They'll start the ball. Mealy Stadler with 14 points. And the lead is back to 13, and that's going to be enough to guarantee a victory here. And a timeout going to be called by St. Paul. It's a full-length timeout. 3:46 to go in the basketball game. And coming out of that last break, Minden with back-to-back nice plays and back-to-back buckets. It's 38-25 Whippets on KKPR.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
The Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden proudly represents AgriNational Limited Liability Company of Council Bluffs. We encourage all farmers to meet with Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden to review your policy. Nelson Insurance Agency Incorporated of Minden is an equal opportunity employer.
Don't forget a boys game coming up next. Should be an excellent matchup. Two of C1's top 10 teams in the Omaha World Herald, and St. Paul taking on Minden. And that's coming up at approximately 7:45. But right now, we still have 3:46 to go in our girls' game. St. Paul trails at Minden by 13 against full court press. They break it. They get in with a layup. It's up too strong by my shot, and it rolls just off the front of the rim. And Neely Stadler will get her fourth rebound. Up the floor, the Whippets aren't stopping. Bauer coast to coast, lays it up and in, and draws the foul. Now, every time we've seen Minden play this year, it's been about the same story. Slow start, fast finish, and always getting to the 40s for a nice win. The foul on Grimm is her second, and the free throw is up and in for Bauer. She's got 5 in the quarter and now 10 in the game. 41-25, a 16-point lead, and a 7-0 run. So Minden's had a 10-0 run and a 7-0 run here in the second half. St. Paul had a 4-0 run, and that's what you can say about a 16-point deficit. 41-25, Minden, ranked 6th in C1, as driving the baseline, his bank comes inside, puts it up and in. Stadler, who went for the block, got the arm instead. The third personal foul on Neely Stadler. And after committing 6 fouls in the third quarter, that's the first foul here in the fourth quarter, as Shannon Bank will go to the line, and the free throw is no good. A rebound brought down by 10 Benzel is her 9th, and in the backcourt, a foul on St. Paul, but that's only their 4th, so they've got plenty to give. Foul on the Wildcats will go on Shannon Bank, her first. 41-27 is the score. Minden, who had an 11-game winning streak, snapped last week against Holdridge on Saturday. Of course, Holdridge is Class B and state-rated. Looking to get a win here. 10 Benzel, nice pass through the lane, into Mueller. And Bailey lays it up and scores, and it's 43-27 on a beautiful pass from McKenna 10 Benzel. Up the floor, St. Paul. Sanusky open three on the way, won't go. Long rebound comes out to Mackenzie Miller, and Minden up the floor. We've got a couple of flurries in this game where we see both teams getting up and down the floor. Start the third quarter, and then here in the last minute, 10 Benzel to the baseline. Sanusky, little nudge, shot no good, and a jump ball between Sanusky and tying her up is 10 Benzel on the baseline. Arrow points the way of St. Paul. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show is coming up. We'll have all the final stats of our girls' game, plus we'll get you ready for the boys' game. And into the game for St. Paul, here's Caitlin Bank. Also in is going to be Taylor Herbig. Jenna Derner checks in. So Coach Todd Alberts, with 2:32 to go, says, let's get some more kids in there. Carly Mammoth also checks into the basketball game, and Mackenzie Mudloff is on the floor, one of the 5 starters. She's the only starter out there right now. Bank with it at the top of the circle. Caitlin against the man-to-man. Minden has yet to switch out, but they probably will at the next whistle, and St. Paul drops the ball, and out of bounds it goes. Checking into the ball game for Minden will be Cassandra Choquette. And checking out Neely Stadler, who had a real good ball game tonight. She's one of the reasons they got that offense jump-started there in the third quarter of play, and the fans recognizing it here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium. Whittling our way towards the 2-minute mark, 10 Benzel, skip pass over to Bauer. Bauer looking to get it back up top to Choquette. Into the high post, swing it over to Bauer. She's got an open look at a three and nails it. Well, they weren't coming in the first half, but Bauer has both threes that have been hit. And now it's 46-27. a 19-point Minden lead. They were up by only 4 at the half. But they've scored 30 points in the second half. St. Paul just 15. Ball fake, getting the 3 away. Mammoth up and in. She'll knock down the 3. That's the first 3 for St. Paul. And that'll make it 46-30. 1 of 9 from beyond the arc for St. Paul. Minden is 2 of 9. So that has not been a big factor. As 10 Benzel in the lane, has her shot blocked by Taylor Herbig. The ball being knocked around. It's on the floor. We're going to get a foul here. I think Mudloff lost her balance. I think she'll probably get the foul. And here comes the bench clearers for Minden. And Mackenzie Mudloff with her 4th personal foul, 15th foul. In the ballgame for Minden, here's Monica Petz. Also checking in, Bailey Peterson. Emily Nelson is in. Also in is going to be Chelsea Miller. Whippet basketball. Miller, right side. There's the ball fake. Drive the baseline. Nelson, bounce pass into the lane, is loose. St. Paul clears it out of there with Taylor Herbig. Just the 10th Minden turnover as St. Paul hustles it up the floor. Mammoth back out, looked at the 3, got rid of it to Bank. Caitlin left side, puts the runner up, and she'll be fouled by Cassandra Choquette. Her 2nd personal foul. And at the line to shoot 2 will be the sophomore, Caitlin Bank. Her first trip to the line. We've got 1:01 left in our girls' contest, and the free throw is up and in. And now checking in for Minden, here comes Allison Hollinger. The 5'6 sophomore will check in. 2nd free throw Bank, and it's up and in. So that'll help out what had been a less than superb free throw night for the Wildcats. Those 2 get them to 5 out of 11 from the line. Under a minute to go, Minden basketball in the corner, Pets. Monica entry pass, turnaround jumper comes up short that time for Peterson. Getting a hand on it was Herbig. The ball taken back from Herbig, but she blocks it away again on the attempt from Pets. 40 seconds to go as Carly Mammoth brings the ball up the floor here. All the way to the left side, kicks it out. Durner, 15-footer in the corner, off the iron, no good. Offensive rebound, put back up, but won't go for Herbig. And the defensive rebound brought down by Hollinger for Minden. 25 seconds left into the front court. They'll get it to Hollinger, left side. Up top, they'll go to Nelson. To the left baseline, Petz trying to get a shot away. Right side with 15. Passed up a couple of looks. Nelson drives now. A nice pass underneath. The short jumper won't go. Offensive rebound back up. Will not go by Bailey Peterson. The ball's loose on the ground. And time is going to expire. And that's the end of the basketball game. Minden pulls away in the second half for a 46-32 victory over the St. Paul Lady Wildcats. St. Paul will fall to 6-8, and Minden will improve to 12-3 on the season. We'll take a break and be back with the Mesco Sports Postgame Show. It's coming up next on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for 4 generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden, go Whippets!
And welcome back to High School Hoops here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. It's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin, open 7 days a week. And, of course, during this cold weather and this wind, why not get something that they use on the slopes, whether you're going on the slopes or whether you just want to feel warmer in the wind. Red Lead ski coats are now half off. Red Lead ski pants on sale. They also have Columbia gloves, Nike and Adidas stocking caps, and Wigwong stocking caps are half off as well. At Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Minden wins at 46-32. Over the St. Paul Wildcats. And for St. Paul, let's take a look at their numbers. They had 8 players score. but only one player scored more than 4 points here this evening. Caitlin Bank, 2 points on a pair of free throws. Charlie Mamet hit their only three in the fourth quarter. Kendra Alberts, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Kay Sineski, 3 rebounds. Shannon Bank, 4 points and tied for the team high in rebounds with 6. Rebecca Mashot, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Kirsty Grimm, 4 points, 5 rebounds. Mackenzie Mudloff led the team with 9 points. She also had 6 rebounds. Taylor Herbig, 5 rebounds and 4 block shots. And Jenna Turner, 3 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 block shot. That should be 2 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 block shot. 17 rebounds in the first half of play, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half. And in the second half, 3 of 8. 3-point shooting for St. Paul, 0 of 4 in the first half, 1 of 5 in the second. Turnovers, 10 in the first half, 14 in the second half. St. Paul had just 12 points at halftime. They scored 20 in the second half. And the Lady Cats finished with 32 points, 31 rebounds. 5 out of 12 at the free throw line, 1 of 9 from 3-point land, 5 block shots, and 24 turnovers as the St. Paul Wildcats fall to 6-8 on the season. And up next, they will be home tomorrow night to take on Centura. Then they host Donovan Trumbull in the first round of the conference tournament on Monday. They've only got 2 more regular season games to go. They finish at Ravenna on February the 9th. We'll be back and look at the numbers for Minden after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And we're back on the Michigo Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Minden Whippets. Nothing unusual here. Only 4 players score, but a lot more contributed in the ball game. 3 of those 4 players were in double figures tonight. Mackenzie Miller had 2 rebounds. Allie Bauer ended up with 13 points. 10 of those were in the second half. 8 of those were in the fourth quarter. She also had 10 rebounds, tied for the team high in 2 block shots. Emily Nelson had a rebound. The team's leading scorer tonight was Neely Stadler with 14 points. She had 8 of those in the third quarter, also 4 rebounds. Jenna Hansen had 4 rebounds. Bailey Mueller, 7 points. Bailey Peterson, 1 rebound. Allison Hollinger, 1 rebound. And McKenna Tenbenzel, 12 points, tied for the game high in rebounds with 10. 15 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half for the Whippets. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first half, 5 of 5 in the second half. That'll make Coach Cremosa happy. 3-point shooting, 1 of 7 in the first half, 1 of 2 in the second half. Turnovers, 6 in the first half, and just 4 in the second half. The Whippets had just 16 points at halftime, but scored 30 in the second half. And Minden will finish with 46 points, 33 rebounds. They were 8 of 9 at the free throw line, 2 of 9 from 3-point land, 2 block shots and 10 turnovers as Minden back in the win column, now 12-3 on the season with a 46-32 win over St. Paul. Minden now will be in semifinal action of the Southwest Conference Tournament coming up Thursday. Their next regular season game will be at Cozad on the 5th, and their final regular season home game will be against Wood River on the 11th. Coming up next should be a great boys game. 10-3 Minden, 11-1 St. Paul, both rated in the state's top 10. Minden has lost to teams with a combined 2 losses, and both of those losses to Grand Island Central Catholic. They've lost to Central Catholic, to Ravenna, and to Adams Central. And Ravenna and Adams Central's only lost to Central Catholic. So what a deal. St. Paul's only lost to Adams Central. So 2 quality ball clubs getting ready to do battle. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports with a great selection of shoes, and right now they're all on sale. So if you've got some extra holiday cash or just getting ready for this weather to warm up, you've walked through the mud and the snow and you want to throw those old shoes away, Misco's has got a deal for you. They're open 7 days a week at the downtown Kearney Center. Misco Sports. Coming up, we'll be back in about 15 minutes with a boys game. Again, the final of the girls, Minden 46, St. Paul 32. Doug Duda saying keep it right here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, and Minden.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available.
To download a copy, log on to kkpr.com.